Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Wake up! Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
He can be that emotional, oh, the ladies love him, but then the guy goes into him too.
They say everything that people want to say, but they usually don't.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Yo, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Hey, new Burna Boy. Shout out to Africa, Burna Boy back, man.
Shout out to Africa.
Yo, he been winning the awards, the Grammys, the BET Awards. You know what I mean? We gotta get this Killer Mita. Turn it up. Africa, what up? Nigeria, check it.
Kilometers. I don't come kilometers. I don't walk that many kilometers.
I mean, it had to happen, though. My Lakers had to do it to those Knicks last night in overtime.
What's like that?
Yeah, man. I mean, it happens, man. And, you know, I want to see the Knicks do well, you know. But every now and then, it's like, you know, reality sets in for the Knicks.
Really?
Yeah, I think Spike was on the scene, you know. No LeBron for the Lakers.
Mm.
It was close, though. And by the way, I don't even know why the Lakers are so happy about it. Like, because, you know, on paper, you would think that, you know, the Lakers would do much better. But, you know, evidence suggests the Knicks are really a growing, blossoming franchise.
Oh,
giving a lot of people fits, Rosenberg, giving a lot of people fits.
Well, I was about to ask you. I was like, why are you so excited about this? Because, I mean, this
I'm
is
not
the
really. I just wanted to say it to
right.
agitate Knicks fans.
Well, then I realized you were just talking ish. Because
there's nothing to be proud of the Knicks.
I mean, and the Knicks are ending a long West Coast swing in which they won three big games.
Right.
You know, Lakers been struggling. I mean, listen, the Lakers are going to have to play a playing game to make the playoffs.
Is that official now?
I mean, yo, they're not getting out of it. They are. I mean, let me tell you right now exactly how it looks. Because I love the excitement of this potentially happening. Okay, they still could get out. The Lakers are in the 7 at 39-30.
But
Dallas is in the 6, and so is Portland at 40-29. So they all have 3 games left. I know Portland has a tiebreaker over the Lakers. I don't know about Dallas. So they will likely play in a play-in game. But not guaranteed. I suppose if they win out and one of those teams doesn't.
Right. That's what I was just about to say. If the Mavericks start to stumble or the Trailblazers and the Lakers stay, you know.
Otherwise, you're looking at a nice one-game playoff against Steph Curry and them boys.
7-8.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
7-8. But Curry could light it up and end the Lakers.
Good win for you guys last night, though. Needed that.
Need it. Boy, did you need it. But, and I mean, it is a good win. But, look, shout to Knicks, the Knicks fans. Knicks are in 6, solid 6 in the East. No playing game. Nothing like that on the horizons. However, your Celtics, Rosenberg.
Oh, you don't – I know you don't get a chance often to listen to the K Show every day, 2 to 6:30 on 98.7, but – I gave in. I gave up throwing the towel a couple few days ago.
How are you quitting? What do you mean?
Quit. I said I'm good on this year. I mean, I don't even understand.
What are you talking about?
We're not going anywhere. We are trash.
So are trash. You have now just basically allowed the Knicks to dominate the Celtics in the East?
I just know I already thought this year was a failure, and then we found out Jaylen Brown is having surgery and out for the rest of the year. And we were already trash.
That's right. Trash is an overstatement.
I mean, Ebro, considering the Celtics have basically, they got a few stars. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Kemba Walker are
stars.
Stud. I mean,
so what's
really,
the problem?
That's This year they have
you need a true big man.
That could be a piece.
A true
of it.
Bruiser.
I mean, we do have Tristan Thompson. Chill, son.
Well, I just said you need a true big man.
No, I know.
Tristan will show up some nights, man. He's a hustler, but
no, but
you know,
it's
he's not.
Not
consistent.
Yeah, I don't know, man. They've just. I'm good with it. It's fine, but they've been a letdown for sure.
Well, look, the Knicks are definitely better than the Hawks in my book. On paper, if they want to show up.
With that loss, though, Ebro.
That loss hurts them.
Now they match up with Milwaukee. Not good.
Not good. Out in the first round.
Now they want to get back to that five and match up with Atlanta. Because Miami won against the Celtics. Jumped the Knicks. So now it would be Atlanta and Miami at the 4-5. The battle of you want to go to the strip club this weekend.
What?
And then the 3-6 would be Milwaukee, New York, which would not be pretty.
Nah, not good. The Celtics could show up still in the playing game, man.
True.
The Hornets, Pacers, Wizards down there at the 7-8-9-10 or the 8-9-10. It could happen. Laura Stiles, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm just reading up on what's happening in the world.
What's happening in the world?
We'll discuss it later on, but I just, you know.
Anything incredible other than mayoral candidates in New York City? Ray McGuire and Sean Donovan think you can buy a house in Brooklyn for $100,000?
I didn't hear about that.
Rosenberg, talk about being out of touch. No, I was just seeing Andrew Yang getting fried.
Woo, got cooked up yesterday in the streets of New York. People pulled up on Andrew Yang yesterday for what he said.
I mean, look, part of his public schedule was to make a stop and distribute groceries in Astoria ahead of Eid, but it was removed. Organizers asked him not to come.
He got fried the last. But, you know, listen, on the flip side, you know, Yang's getting big endorsements from some of the most horrible right wingers in the world. So he's got that going for him.
Damn. I saw Ted Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
Clapping it up. Oh, God.
Yo, the level of congrats. I can't wait.
Oh,
so 720
man.
Because all right. That's who you're getting endorsed by? Okay.
Well, look, while y'all talking politics and the Republicans. You know, the Republican Party today, I believe, will literally become the party of Donald Trump. Any opposing leadership in the Republican Party is being removed. And the last standing individual in the Senate, in Congress, that's a vocal, outspoken, anti-Trump, anti-the big lie, which is Liz Cheney. The daughter of who you would think Republicans would revere, Dick Cheney, they are ousting her from her leadership position, they say.
Wow.
She delivered a speech yesterday, defiant, said that she would not stop talking about this lie that Trump is perpetuating and that the election was not stolen, et cetera, et cetera. So... we are watching literally a political party become a sword of an individual. It's happening because the Republicans that are in there do not want to give up their power. They don't want to have to give up their jobs. And the voters, the Republican voters, are MAGA maniacs. That's all they got left over there. And so no Republican wants to lose their job by going against Trump other than Liz Cheney. And so now the party just runs with the big lie. They appease their voting base and it turns into a complete cesspool of fecal matter. Crazy.
It's not getting better. It's not getting better.
It's going to be nasty. The next few years are going to be nasty.
And if we're seeing what happened in Florida last week, where they are going in and they are changing election laws, and they are doing everything they can to try to steal elections moving forward. Because when it comes to straight up electorate, Ebro and Laura, they don't have it. They don't have the national wins anymore. These people don't have it. but they are going to try to change whatever rules they can. And honestly, I swear to you, I think our future as a nation could hinge on that next election.
Absolutely. But even deeper than that, Rosenberg, is the voting rights law that they're trying to pass. It's at a stalemate in Congress right now. They have a voting rights law at a stalemate in Congress right now. That is the that is basically addressing redistricting in America. Do you know that 50% of Congress, the Republican side of Congress, only represents 25% of the population of the United States? So there are 50 people that represent less than half of the United States, a quarter of the United States. And there's another 50 that represents 75% of the population of the United States, and that's the Democratic side. And that's all because of redistricting, which a lot of that redistricting is in there to make it hard for black people to gain power in specific states and areas.
So basically, it's what you're saying is you have a Congress that's able to be split, and you have all these Republicans who are able to block things when really they do not represent the same amount of population that the
Democrats
represent.
Exactly.
And that's the fear.
And they don't want to change that law. And that's why you saw Ted Cruz yesterday talking about this new law is Jim Crow 2.0. Everybody's like, how, Rafael, how? How, Sway? It's time for some shenanigans, time for the game that lives up to its name. Laura never loses. Who we got on the line, Shawnee Culture?
We have Gina.
Gina.
Hi.
Good morning,
Hi.
Gina.
Good morning, everyone.
Gina. Where you headed, Gina?
I'm a school bus driver, so I'm working.
Nice.
All right. What time early.
Do the kids start getting on the bus?
In like 5 minutes.
Oh, so we better hurry up. All right. Who else we got? We got
Javier.
Good morning.
Morning.
What's up, man?
Morning, Ebro. Morning, Laura. Peace. Rosenberg and Shawnee.
Where you headed, Javier? How you getting money today?
I'm heading into the city. I'm headed to the Hudson Yards right now, actually.
You are doing construction over there? What do you do over there?
Construction, yeah.
Yo, shout out to the guys. Now, has any of the crowd started coming back to the Hudson Yards?
Well, this is my first day going back there, so I'm not too sure.
Oh,
but
so you don't know.
I was there last week was kind of bare, but slowly but surely you're seeing the city come back.
Okay. All right. Are they ever going to open up that honeycomb-looking thing where people were offing themselves?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That thing is just going to look like a piece of art from now on.
I think they should keep it like that, unfortunately.
Yo, people were really hurting themselves on that thing.
Yeah, it was
committing
pretty
suicide
bad.
And all that, right, Laura?
It was very sad, yeah.
Yo, that's crazy, man. Gina, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Styles?
I'm going to go with Laura.
Yeah.
Laura
Styles.
Gina.
Shawnee with the question. 60 seconds on the clock. Yeah. Let's play. Laura never loses.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay, who is being sued for allegedly ripping off
Ebro? I'm gonna say Beyonce.
Incorrect. For allegedly ripping off This Is America.
Oh, Childish Gambino.
That's right, Donald Glover. What is the most southerly state capital in the continental
Ebro.
U.S.?
Ebro. Southerly state capital.
The most southerly state capital would be Jackson, Mississippi.
Incorrect.
Ooh. Come on.
Three, two, one.
Tallahassee.
Austin.
Oh, I knew it wasn't Florida. I knew it was a trick question.
Warner Brothers and DC Comics are looking for Ebro.
A black director to do Superman.
Superman is correct.
Okay.
Which nut is used in the production of Dynamite?
Ebro.
What?
Ebro. Which nut?
Nuts?
Are used in the production of Dynamite.
Time's up.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go with a peanut.
Peanut is correct. Ebro.
Whoa!
The buzzer.
What a random fact.
Wow. Yeah, because there's so much like fat or something in it. It's like I saw it was in my chemistry class. They dropped it in something in it, like peanuts, crazy or something. Something's in it.
Wow.
Power protein.
Yeah, power of protein.
Shawnee thinks he's getting dynamite out of his peanut M&M.
You already know.
Hey, yo, Gina, hold this L, fam. You know what I'm saying? Try to doubt the call.
And the peanut wins.
The peanut wins. Javier, shout out your people. Shout out your loved ones.
Well, shout out to you, bro, because that 2-4 was me. Last time I was with you, you won, so shout out to you.
Ooh, nice.
Shout out to my wife, Sophia. She's listening right now, so I appreciate you so much. I love you, Daph. Thank you for everything you do. Shout out to my team, Tino Tryhard, Tino Responsibility, my friend Carlos, Bradley, Amy, and my friend Karen, that she might be. I know, I got a lot of people, but. Thank you for everything that you guys do. You guys make my morning. Thank you.
Nice.
All right.
The glycerol. It's the glycerol in peanuts. Yeah, man.
That makes it pop.
The oil. There's the oil in. Yeah, man. So it can be turned to use to make nitroglycerin, a key ingredient in dynamite. Mm-hmm. On the way, flashing lights. Laura Stout.
Coming up in flashing lights, I'll let you know what artist is being honored with Artist of the Decade. We'll discuss it on the way.
Laura, let's go. Let's go.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flash lights. And Laura Styles can put us on.
Drizzy. Drake will be awarded and be honored with Billboard's Artist of the Decade Award. He will be awarded on behalf of Dick Clark Productions and NBC. And we broadcasted live. From Los Angeles on Sunday, May 23rd at 8 p.m. Eastern, the Billboard Music Awards. So the Artist of the Decade, look, it has to do with, he holds the title for most Billboard Music Awards, 27 awards total, which pretty much happened when he took 12 awards in 2019. So I guess the Billboard's Artist of the Decade is based on activity on the Billboard Hot 100 songs chart and the Billboard 200 album tally. So it has to do with social media, data, touring revenue.
Fans. So, that's the real fans right there.
That's why these awards are kind of already predetermined in that you already know that Drake has dominated the last decade. So, I mean, I guess it could have been maybe someone else in the combo. But
like who? Like The Weeknd?
Like The Weeknd. Yeah, The Weeknd's next.
The Weeknd doesn't have as many as Drake, though.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But it's pretty tight.
But hasn't how much we all hear Blinded by the Light, doesn't that make up for like 3 or 4 of them?
Feels like it.
Nah, Drizzy got some things, man.
And he's been consistent.
When was the last time Drake had a joint as big as Blinded by the Light?
I mean, it's been a minute. Hold On, We're Coming Home. But remember, all Drake's success, what year is it, 2021? All Drake's heat has been since 2009.
Yeah, and it says here
it was his decade. That's right. It was
that they're counting it. Yeah, from December 5th, 2009 through September 28th, 2019.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That time, the only other person in that convo would have been, I guess, Rihanna.
Rihanna, maybe, but maybe still Beyonce. Not the same amount. The sheer number of records
was astounding.
Like, not necessarily how long they stayed. You could look at that, but just the number, the sheer quantity of songs.
That's right.
Pretty tight. He deserves this.
Go ahead, Drizzy.
At your flashing lights report, the time is 7:03. Right now, it is sunny, high of 66, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Do they include famous women you smashed during that decade, or is that not
okay?
All right. He's a clear winner.
Then it's really over.
Clear.
Sorry, Shawnee.
Damn.
Ebro Law Rosenberg. Ooh. Heartbreak anniversary.
I'm good.
Good on what?
I'm good on that song.
Why? Because you just don't. How would you celebrate the anniversary of a heartbreak? You gotta let that go.
That feels like spoken. Maybe that feels like someone who had a song written for them but hasn't been through heartbreak. Because if you've been through the real deal, guess what? You don't want to have an anniversary for.
You know what I'm saying? And if celebrating breakups and anniversaries of breakups, guess what you get?
Congratulations.
Like, damn.
So all that they go. They talk how you playing yourself. You're playing yourself. It's over playing yourself. Uh-huh. I don't play. Fam, I just want to send a congratulations. You played yourself before Lauren Rosenberg get busy in these next segments.
Okay.
To the Republican Party. To GOP, or should I call them Q QOP. That's what they call them now. The QAnon folk. I want to send it to all of y'all. Because you guys have effectively ran the respect of the Republican Party into the ground by lining up behind Donald Trump. And for that, you get...
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Do we have the audio of Lindsey Graham in there, Shawnee Culture?
We do.
I want to remind everyone. Lindsey Graham warned all the Republicans before Donald Trump was president that he was a scam artist. He was not to be trusted. There was a lot of Republicans before Donald Trump was president saying that he's a scam artist. He's not to be trusted. He's going to ruin the Republican Party. This is Lindsey Graham this week.
Most popular Republican in America, it's not Lindsey Graham, it's not Liz Cheney, it's Donald Trump. People on our side of the aisle believe that Trump policies worked. They're disappointed that he lost. And to try to erase Donald Trump from the Republican Party is insane. And the people who try to erase him are going to wind up getting erased. It's impossible for this party to move forward without President Trump being its leader, because the people who are conservative have chosen him as their leader. And you know why they chose him? Because he delivered. He was the most consequential president for national security since Ronald Reagan. He secured the border. He cut our taxes. He brought a new attitude of being an American. And the people have chosen him, not the pundits.
Wow.
That's Lindsey Graham right now.
Damn.
And that's why I'm giving all of y'all.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
But Lindsey Graham's telling the truth, by the way. If you want to keep your job as a Republican, you got to line up.
Bow down.
Game. It's a nutty game.
You got to line up, daddy.
Oh, you thought he lost so you could move on? No. Nope.
The people have
hit
spoken.
The button one more time.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Oh, man.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
A Trump Republican. That's what it is.
Wow.
And Cheeto that's what Jesus. It will be. And by the way, this goes on for a generation now.
Yeah.
Everybody keeping score at home. This isn't just 4 years and it goes away.
It's like coronavirus.
Right. Everybody who lined up right now, this is on your record.
Mm-hmm.
This is a part of history now. Forever, you are tied to this guy because you didn't have the balls, the cojones, the intestinal fortitude to say, F that dude. He's foul business, and he doesn't represent my ideals, or he's just a classless, tasteless scumbag, and I refuse. But they don't want to lose their jobs. They want to keep their jobs that bad. They're willing to line up however they have to, and for that, you get the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura, what you got?
Well, Sean Donovan and Ray McGuire. They're two candidates in the race for New York City mayor. Now, they recently did an interview with the New York Times editorial board, and this was published on Tuesday, where they asked them, you know, hey, can you guys guess the median price of homes in Brooklyn? So their answers were pretty surprising. So Ray McGuire, you know, he's a former Citigroup executive, guessed that homes in Brooklyn cost somewhere between $80,000 and $90,000.
Hit the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
What part of Brooklyn is this?
Word, show me the way.
Wait, well, you got it. The best part is the order, because Donovan went first, Laura. And so the fact that McGuire then went even lower to me was what was amazing.
So Sean Donovan, who was at one point Secretary of Housing and Urban Development under Obama, he replied with around $100,000. So Donovan says $100,000. McGuire says 80 to 90,000.
Well, that's a good strategy on the game show The Price is Right, Ray McGuire, but guess what? Both prices is wrong.
Medium home price in Brooklyn is around 900,000.
That's the median.
900,000.
Maybe they didn't know what median meant. Maybe they thought, like, what's the cheapest house you could get? But either way.
And Ebro, you're not getting a house for $80,000 anywhere in Brooklyn. What are we talking about?
Not anywhere in the five boroughs. That's not even what they just said. I don't understand how those words could have come out. I don't get it. I'm trying to
figure out. How can you be so disconnected?
Haven't been on Zillow lately? Y'all ain't been on Zillow?
Apparently
looking
not.
Up housing prices?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Fam.
Yeah. Brooklyn.
I can't.
Rosenberg, what you got today?
Yeah, listen, I'll give it to Andrew Yang one more time, who yesterday decided to go out, have some conversations in public, some dialogue after
He should be able to walk outside. I mean, Andrew Yang's got love out here.
Well, he's able to walk outside. He was just also able to get stopped by people with cameras saying, hey, are you concerned at all about the Palestinian people or just about the people of Israel? Because things went on yesterday, another terrible day in the Middle East. And Andrew Yang and Eric Adams had, of course, rushed to get out their message, which acted as if there was only one group of people to be concerned about in the Middle East and not two. And he got fried. First of all, he was supposed to deliver food. Where was that supposed to be, Laura? The food delivery?
In Astoria.
In Astoria, yeah.
And the organizers of the event said, you know what? We'd prefer if you didn't come.
We good.
We good. In other words, what they said to him was,
congratulations, you played yourself.
Yeah. Wow. It's getting real. He got ran down on by a couple of people, too. Like, straight ran down on.
Yang?
Yes. That just wanted to talk to him about his tweet yesterday. Mm. Because as Rosenberg pointed out yesterday, it wasn't so much that you wanted to speak out against Hamas and, you know, the acts that are going on with shooting rockets over Israel. It's the fact that Israel has been an antagonist in this situation for a long time. And what we're seeing right now is a result of Israel bullying and stealing land from Palestinians.
Well, and to me, what the bigger part is just not acknowledging. You don't even have to get into your listen. He's not running for president. You don't have to get into every detail of it. Can you just show concern for both groups of people?
For human lives, period.
That's it. It wasn't to me. I don't care. Honestly, I really don't care what Yang and Eric Adams, how they would solve the Middle East. They're not going to be needed to do that. I would just like you to show compassion for everyone.
And that's for all. Everyone out there, I found a home in Brownsville for $75,000.
Nice.
Is it one?
Is it nice?
I can't see the picture of it. I just looked it up on my Zillow app.
Got it.
It's on the corner of Riverdale and Amboy Street in Brownsville.
But no pictures.
Well, I haven't, you know, Zillow give you pictures?
Yeah.
Does Zillow give you pictures? Yo,
oh,
hit
wait,
the button.
Here we go. Here we go.
Hit the button right now.
And
right
now. It looks pretty nice. But it's a 640 square foot lot. It's empty.
It's an empty
There's
lot.
There's nothing there. It's an empty lot on the corner.
And they consider Brownsville one of the worst crime areas in Brooklyn. Quote, unquote.
Hey, Shawnee, that's not the point. You can still get an empty lot for $75,000.
Yeah.
It looks like they've been using it as a parking space.
I love Brownsville.
Shout out to Brownsville. What's going on?
Never
Somebody
been, never
buy that
well.
Lot right there on that corner. You could come up.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rose.
I might cop that. You know what I'm saying?
Do it, son.
You should, Shawnee.
You said you love Brownsville.
I do. Never ran, never will.
I mean, you're saying never ran, never will, which
that's
is a great... Well, that's a line by Buckshot, or...
That's the name of the hood.
I mean, sorry, Smith & Wesson. That's a Smith & Wesson line you're repeating, and I respect it.
But it was Brownsville never ran, never will before.
That's right. Try to improve the profile of Brownsville. Maybe we should drop never ran, never will.
I mean,
why are people running?
So let me see.
But it should be just happy living.
Right. See, Ebro's point, if you have to say never ran, never will, it's not an appealing thing to say about a place.
If we're trying to improve the profile of areas,
so being that
reminiscing of having to run...
So if being that South
survive.
Bronx is so bro, and we have all these names, Brownsville should be like...
Broville.
Broville.
There you go.
I'm moving to Broville.
Broville.
65,000 for a lot.
That sounds nice.
That's nice.
Broville?
It's an empty lot. You got to figure out what to do with it, though.
Brotherly love.
That's exactly.
I want to be there.
I think Philly already has that title, though. They feel some type of way about that. Cash 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Good morning, everybody. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Curved is happening next. People get curved every day. Sunshine, right, Laura Styles? It's beautiful
yes.
today. What's it looking like outside?
We have sunshine high of 66.
Ooh, man. The rest of the week looking amazing. It looks like all the way up till about Sunday. And then the clouds come back. But let's enjoy it, man. We together. We love y'all. Good morning. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, Joe. Give it up for Joe.
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 I love you guys, man. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Oh, love you too, man. So look, Joe, he's calling us because Lauren curved his ass.
cold curb my ass.
All right, well, let's run through it here. This is what Joe told the producer, Griff. Y'all went to dinner and a movie in Manhattan.
That's right.
You even got some advice from your boy, so you guys picked a prime spot for dinner. You reserved some seats at the movie. I love a reserved seat at a movie. I'm all about it.
Special screening.
Okay.
Let's just get to the date, because this girl totally dissed me, man.
Is this your first and only date? One date?
That's it, man. The girl, she's taking me to Ghost Town, and I gave her the 5-star. I mean, I treated her like a princess, man. I don't know what to say, man.
Did you guys hug at the end of the night?
Nothing, man.
How was the vibe?
Sitting there thinking, man, she's got to be impressed with the red carpet treatment I'm giving her, you know? I'm like, you know, has she ever been on a date like this, man?
But maybe your energy was whack, though, man. Were you guys, like, connecting on anything?
Come on,
other
man.
Than... What?
I mean, I'm always bringing it, dude. Always bringing it.
Are you? We don't know.
All right. Well, I think that's...
I'm always bringing it, dude.
All right. So let's see what she has to say, because...
Yo,
he's
man,
always bringing it.
Come on, son. You know what the f*** is going on here with me.
What I'm saying, it should have been locked, airtight. I had it unlocked.
All right.
Apparently not, but okay.
All right. Let me call Lauren. All right. Now, look, Lauren agreed to be on the show, Joe, but she doesn't know you're on the phone. But you can hop in whenever you feel like she's saying something that's incorrect, okay?
Perfect.
All right. Hang on, Joe. Calling Lauren.
Hi.
Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
You guys give it up for Lauren on the program. Lauren. All right, Lauren. So you agreed to come on Curbed and talk to us about Joe and y'all's date. We talked to Joe. You know, he said everything was all good. So Joe wants to know why you're not contacting him and why you curved him.
Well, I already sent him a text and said, thanks for the date, but I don't think we'll go on another one.
Oh, wait, you text him and told him that you don't want to go on another one.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't mention that. Okay.
Well, it's still
what
a curve,
are you telling you guys?
I mean, he told us that he set up a white glove, amazing night for you guys. His boy told him about a restaurant, 5-star joint, took you to the 5-star, even reserved seats at a premiere exclusive movie. So you had an exclusive movie, 5-star restaurant. He said the only thing he didn't do was the horse and buggy, but everything else was, you know. And I quote, dude, I brought it.
He brought it. Okay. Well, first of all, the 5-star restaurant was this little dinky Chinese joint that has like 3 tables.
All right. Okay. So besides that, what about your energy? Like, how was the whole conversation, the vibe?
He kept talking about himself the whole time. I'm like, can I get in? You want to get to know me? So, it was.
All right. Well, how was the movie?
The movie.
Reserve seats at an exclusive premiere movie.
Nah, bro. This was at the AMC. All the seats are assigned. So, yeah, it was reserved in the way that you and I reserve a movie.
Oh, on the AMC app. I love that. I love reserve seats on the app.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. He must have done it at the very last minute because our seats were in the very front row. I went home, like, putting the ice back on my neck because I had to strain the whole time to see.
He didn't make you any promises before the date, though, did he?
He promised a good time.
She doesn't sound fun.
She sounds whack.
Can I be honest? She sounds whack.
We both do.
I think I'm a fine person.
Well, we have Joe on the phone. Joe, you sure you still want to go out with this lady? She didn't appreciate your hard work.
You listen to her, man. I mean, this girl wouldn't know anything top-notch if it slapped her in the face. There's a 3-month wait for that Chinese wet restaurant, man. Well, I mean, what the hell else do you want?
Well, Joe.
Do you want me to put a diamond necklace around your neck on the first date?
Really?
Joe, a second ago, you made Lauren laugh. You made her laugh just now.
Well, I mean, good. I mean, I what I wanted to do is make her, like, you know, scream in ecstasy.
There we go. Hello.
I do like this guy. He's
very
entertaining.
Yeah, nah, bro. You were not going to get that on the first date.
All right, Joe, go for the second date.
What I laid out that night, which was just an extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
Calm down, man.
A bunch of bullshit.
You always lose me. You're with me, and then you lose me.
Oh, man.
Well, Lauren, do you want to try again with Joe?
No, I don't think I'll be trying that again.
Wow.
All right.
Listen, Lauren, you're going to have a major drop the next date.
I'm done. I'm so done.
All right, Lauren. Good luck out there. Joe, keep bringing it,
Thank you so much. Joe, keep bringing the extravaganza, man.
Somebody's going to appreciate it.
Okay.
Bring the heat.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Is that Drake?
Drizzle,
the Billboard big man.
Big man.
Drizzy Drake. I wonder when we get in the Drake album. We're supposed to get a Cole album Friday. I'm excited about that. That new Cole is fire out here, too.
The interlude?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I love
it. I like it a lot. Wonder what else we're getting this weekend.
If you're a fan of Rwanda basketball, you're going to get J. Cole.
I'm just a fan of basketball. I'm a fan of Africa. I'm a fan of Rwanda. I didn't even know they had a basketball team, but NBA Africa is starting to light up, and J. Cole's playing for Rwanda. And Laura,
basketball said, league, yeah.
Laura, you said we're getting Nicki Minaj Crocs.
We're getting Nicki Minaj something on Friday, and I'm very excited
about
it.
But you're hoping it's Crocs.
No, I'm hoping it's new music because I'm waiting to hear from Nicki Minaj. She's taking some well-deserved time off. She's, you know, she had her little baby boy. But then I just found it interesting because usually when I look at pictures of Nicki, she's always wearing some badass heels. And I thought it was interesting that she was wearing Crocs.
Mm. Croc alert.
Never seen these Crocs before. So.
Moms want comfort.
That's a fact. But I don't know. I don't know what we're getting. That's but I'm excited.
Bad. Let's hope the music's better than the shoes.
Well, how do you know we're getting music?
We don't know what we're getting.
It's not Crocs. She's not announcing a Croc release. When Laura said it yesterday, I didn't want to play Laura because I love her. But that's crazy.
But here's the deal. Justin Bieber has done it. Bad Bunny has done it. All these major stars are dropping Crocs, Rosenberg.
Okay, it's huge. To me, it wouldn't make sense if she was dropping Crocs that in the preview picture she was wearing Crocs.
And our cameraman, Rasan, I don't know if this is anybody wants to verify this. Pink Croc sales went way up.
Yes. Well, listen, I was going to tease Rosenberg about
this. There's a shortage on pink Crocs, and there's a shortage on gas.
Guys, Nicki Minaj caused a spike in pink Croc sales, okay? According to the reports, the sales went up 5,000%.
You see?
I mean, I'm good. Again, I'm good.
It's not for you.
I'm good, though.
Nobody asked you good, though? Good or not good.
I'm good.
You good, though? You all right?
It's not for you.
If we mention Crocs, I'm going to tell you they're trash all day.
I'm with you on that.
Your niece is going to get the pink Crocs, man.
I'm good. And guess what?
I don't have to say
that I'm related to her. And I love her.
But if she's wearing
pink Crocs, I'll just be like, oh, that's a sweet little girl over there. Unfortunate shoes.
Security. Very unfortunate
shoes. Someone should get her out of here.
Unfortunate shoes.
Security.
Yo, man, I know a lot of y'all don't realize that you're just trend followers, and you don't realize it. Like, you think that you actually have your own modicum of originality. When you decided out of the blue in 2021, yo, I need Crocs, that's the moment you need to know you're an ick biter. Just know that. You have no originality.
Why
they're disgusting.
Croc hater. You're screaming at people over sandals right now.
Croc hater.
By the way, I agree with you, but I don't.
Yeah, so does Laura, and Laura's mocking me, and she hates them.
I want to call security because you've lost your mind over sandals, and I agree with you
because it's out of control, man.
Kes one has Crocs.
I do not have Crocs.
I got Crocs.
I don't have any Crocs.
Yeah, but Shani, you don't even have real Crocs.
Yeah,
you just have
slides.
A shoe made by the brand.
Yeah, I like the Croc slides.
That's not real Croc.
For mad long before the.
No, we're talking about the. We're talking about the sandal with the full covered shoe and the little strap in the back.
My man
and
has them.
It's got little Swiss cheese holes.
My man has them and he loves them. Loves them.
And by the way, I hear they're really comfortable.
Yes, that's what he says. He's like, it's superb. He says they're so comfortable. He was like, Laura, he was trying to buy me some. I was like, nah, I'm good. But he really, really loves them.
Wait.
He has
after
a rainbow pair,
this, Laura,
a yellow pair.
A Croc hater?
I'm not a Croc hater. They're just not for me. That's it.
She's a Croc hater, yo. But she's trying to nice it up.
I think they look cute on kids.
Cute for kids. She's not going to lie. She had a moment when she saw her man wearing them. She looked at him like,
Am I really doing this for the rest of my life?
Am I doing this forever? Nothing's perfect. Yo, Crocs are, I don't get it. I don't.
Yo, but by the way, Crocs are like, they're like the Samsung phone. People
oh,
that are into
shiny.
It, they ride for them.
Oh, no, it's so true.
I rock Crocs and Samsung.
People that are into Crocs, they will fight haters. You over them. They are into them. They love them. And they love that they annoy other people. It's just like people with a Samsung phone.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's a big part of it. Ebro's right. It's a big part of it because here's the thing. If I have one more person tell me that they're comfortable, all right? Like, I don't own a pair of New Balance 574s.
Cozy.
These are so comfortable. You know how many comfortable things there are to put on your feet? They act like they're walking on a goddamn leather couch. They're ugly as sin.
Like, you know what's worse than those Crocs?
What's
I'm
that?
Dead.
Those Kanye slip-on sandals.
Oh.
Not the slides. The full shoe slip-on thing.
Bruh. I saw them the other day at Flight Club. I didn't even know where I was. I was like, what is this?
What are they called?
I have no idea.
I don't know what they're called, but my man has them too.
Yo, what's
Kanye slip-ons?
Yo.
Oh, they annoy me. They annoy me so much.
Yo, I think they're called the Yeezy West doo-doo slides.
Yeezy foam runner. That's what they're called. The foam runner. It looks like the shoe is made out of the head from Alien. It looks like the alien.
Yo,
head.
That's what I couldn't put a finger on it, Ebro. That's what it is. Let me look this right up. Shauna, you got to look these up.
All right.
Yo, that thing looks so. It's like he saw Crocs. It was like, yo, those are ugly, but I can make way uglier than that. He was like, hold my beer. I could go uglier than those Crocs. How about these Yeezy Crocs?
The way, people love them.
People are paying.
$400.
Yep.
Wow.
Yo, it just shows, man, that it's honestly all about the hype. No one really cares about what things are. It's just about the clout. Because this is like insane. This is like Kanye's playing a joke on America to see how far they'll go.
I mean, listen. If I had a choice between Crocs and foam runners, I think I'm gonna wear the foam runners. I'm looking at them now.
All right, I gotta go.
Over Crocs?
They're both so bad. Well, what does that mean? Like, they're both so.
That's what I'm saying. If I had to choose.
If you're going
to
go bad, you're going to go real bad, is what you're saying.
Right.
You're
going
to break bad. That's what you're going to do.
That's true.
Let's bring in DJ John to try to nice up this area that we're in right now because it's terrible.
Help us, John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
Yeah.
DJ John.
Johnny.
It's DJ John, a.k.a. Juanito, whose name isn't even Juan. And I don't know how he got the name Juanito when his name is actually John. On his birth certificate, John.
That's the English version of it. Juanito, Spanish version of John. Actually, my dad gave me that name when I was younger.
But your real name is John.
Juanito.
But Juan and John. You guys know this. What is this? It's just, and Juanito's like the
version of saying little. So there might be people who don't know the backstory, man. It's not about us. Mm-hmm. It's about the people.
Okay. One night, in working at my dad's restaurant, he saw a big, tall Mexican. That's me.
A big
tall. He's like.
A big tall Mexican? Okay.
Yeah.
One night.
And he saw me eating. We have these desserts called sopapillas. Mm-hmm. They're amazing. And I was the dessert boy. So I would make the desserts.
Wait.
Dessert boy.
Wait, you were the dessert boy?
Yeah, I was the busboy, dishwasher, dessert boy.
But hold on. But how have I known you all these years and not known that from May 12th, 2021, for the rest of your life, I would only refer to you as dessert boy?
Yo,
you know what? That is amazing.
So at this point, are you still John to your dad?
Or does he just call you dessert boy?
You know what? I don't know. I forgot what he called me yesterday. But anyway, yeah, something like that. So he saw me make another dessert called a fried ice cream. You ever had a fried ice cream?
Ice cream.
Why is it? So how did you get to Juanito?
I don't understand. Where are we going?
Because he always made fun of me because I was big, but he called me, he's like, but you're little, like, because you're my little son. And he's like, Juanito is like little John. So that was the play on words. So my dad was just busting my child. I'm going to call you Juanito because you're little John, but you're not that little.
Oh, so he wanted to call you little John?
Okay.
What?
Dessert boy?
Call right now. You can be smarter than DJ John. John, do you have prizes today?
You know, the Knicks lost last night, so that's the prize.
To my Lakers, let's talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sad. I'm still wearing the hat, though. I'm still wrapping my
Good for you. But
I'll be honest,
it was close, though. It was close.
The Knicks gave the Lakers a great run, and matter of fact, the Lakers should be ashamed that it was even that close.
I mean, really, the Lakers aren't really better than the Knicks, though.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, they're just not, though. No, without LeBron, just Anthony Davis.
Well, they don't have Schroeder either. Dennis Schroeder's not there.
Yeah,
either.
And Schroeder, that's right. They got problems.
It's like the Pelicans, basically.
What?
Anyways.
Like the Pelicans.
What are you talking about?
All right, let's
Who's
just
on
focus.
The line, Johnny?
Daniel.
Daniel. Damn, Daniel.
Good morning. Good morning. Damn. Good morning, everyone. How are y'all?
Damn, good morning. Daniel.
Good morning. Thanks for locking in, sir. Answer this question super fast, and the floor is yours to give shout-outs and love to your family. Laura's got a question for you.
Okay, I hope you've been listening, Daniel. Can you tell us who is Billboard's Artist of the Decade? He's from Canada.
He's from Toronto.
Snoop, say Snoop.
Drake.
Yeah.
Yes. Nice. That was a hard one.
He ain't been listening.
It was.
There you go.
It was.
But you got it. You got it.
Drizzy All right. Drake.
DJ John, can you tell us, what is Drake's mom's name?
Oh, you should know this.
Janice.
No.
Sandy.
Sandra
or something like that.
Her name is Sandy wrong. Graham.
Sandy Graham. Sandy.
She's a nice
Yo,
lady.
Daniel, Sandy. You're the big winner, fam. Run them shout out, sir. Go.
All right. I would like to give a shout out to my wife, Shalimar. I would like to give a shout out to my daughter, DeJour, son, Noah. I would like to give a shout out to my boy, Pino, Cousin Earl, my boy, Shab.
Yo, you know a lot of people named after food. DeJour, yeah. Pino.
It means of the day. Yeah. My boy, Pino, you know, much love. My boy, Shab, Cousin Earl. I'd like to give a shout out to Amina Davis. I'd like to give a shout out to Shawnee Wagwan, brethren.
Wagwan, brother. Shout out to Shawnee.
Shout out to Shawnee, brother. And now it's time to shout out to Shawnee.
Much love to the Hot 97 crew. Love
Call
you
Call in and just shout out to Shawnee. Why not?
Word. Big up yourself, brother.
Yeah, man.
And Cousin Earl. Brethren.
Yo, Daniel, thank you for calling. It's remix time.
Yo,
remix time.
Time for some action.
DJ John.
Who could be the big man?
DJ John.
Time for some action.
DJ John.
Maybe it's a next man.
DJ John.
Maybe it's a old man.
Maybe it's a next man.
DJ John. Who could be the big man?
DJ John.
Time for some action.
DJ John.
Time for some action.
DJ John.
Time for some action.
DJ John.
He's a lover man.
Hey, yo, maybe it's a Knicks fan.
Maybe he's a dessert man.
Maybe he's dessert boy.
Maybe he's dessert boy.
Let's go right now. Flashing lights, Lord Styles. Let's do it.
Maybe he's dessert boy.
Got the
boy.
Why?
On the dessert boy.
Oh, God.
Yo, it really threw you, huh? Dessert boy. Got
yo.
It.
Yo, if DJ John doesn't one day write a biography called Dessert Boy, yo, how did he never tell us that he was the Dessert Boy before, man? That'd be my dream job.
Rosenberg, I don't know if you peeped this. Did you see Donald Glover going off on Twitter?
I saw it yesterday, yeah, about TV.
Yeah. So he basically said, you know, he saw people here having discussions on how tired they are reviewing boring stuff on TV and film. He says, we're getting boring stuff and not even experimental mistakes because people are afraid of getting canceled. So they feel like they can only experiment with aesthetic. Also because some of them know they're not that good.
So I have a big update here. Number one, people jumped out the window at first and thought he was talking about being canceled.
Like cancel culture canceled. And he's talking about being canceled from
TV.
TV schedule.
Right, but like people are now so triggered by even people talking about being canceled. Like people are offended by people pointing out cancel culture also. I mean, it annoys me too, so I get it. But people like freaked out, like, wait, is he talking about cancel culture? What does that mean? And he was just talking about TV canceling. And so then when you look at it in the context of it's just about TV canceling, let's be honest, that's one of the most boring series of tweets of all time.
Facts.
It is inside nerdy TV talk that no
so
regular
nerdy.
People, no one cares. Like Donald is my, I love him. I do not care. That is a TV guy talking about inside nerdy TV, and people are like, can you believe Donald spoke? I was like, all right, I mean, he has a TV show coming
back. It's such a non-story, and he's got a TV show coming back. And salute to Donald Glover, because Atlanta, his show that's on its way back, is very creative and outside the box.
Well, yeah, so Atlanta's coming out, but then he has Mr. and Mrs. Smith, too.
Oh, remember? Yeah, I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, it might have been while you were off having Baby Light. He has a show coming back on Prime. It's either Prime or Hulu. It's part of his huge TV deal that he signed. He's starring in a TV version of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, that Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie movie.
Right. Oh, cool.
So he's got TV. So, yeah, it was such a non-story.
It's coming. All right. DMX fans are going to get a tribute show in Texas later this month. Oh. Now, so he was expected to perform in Texas in late May, but he passed away. So they decided to do a tribute concert, and they joined with his family. And the owner said that they were going to get, as of right now, they've reported that his fiance will be there with their son, but also his daughter is going to make a. And at first they were saying she was just going to make an appearance, but they're saying that she's going to be performing.
Really?
Interesting. Yeah. So they're also going to get, like, you know, a lot of the OG guys like Dragon and stuff like that. But they were saying that it's important to just have the tribute show and get the family and friends, anyone close to X, to participate on May 29th at the show. I don't know. I wonder if all like the proceeds are going to go to the family. I hope so.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
Did you get your DMX shirt yet in the mail, Laura?
No, not yet.
Didn't come yet. Okay.
No. What about you?
That was your Balenciaga DMX shirt?
Yeah. The $200 DMX shirt that is ridiculously overpriced, but awesome because all the money goes to his family and they raised over $1 million.
Right. That's the only reason I purchased it. I was like, oh, wait, let's go. And also, guys, and some local news, starting Thursday, New Yorkers can drive up to the Met Stadium to get vaccinated. Drive by. You could just roll up in your car, City Field, and just get your vaccination.
Oh, vaccination.
That's kind of tight, right? A little drive up. They're trying to make it as easy as possible. They're popping up everywhere. They're just trying to get people to get vaccinated. At your Flash and Lights report, the time is 8 a.m. Alternate side parking rules are in effect, and today's a high of 66 degrees.
Another Joe Budden meltdown. Anybody interested?
I just saw this just popped up trending. Is this real?
Yeah, I mean, we got a long history with Joe Budden up here. I consider him a good guy in the game, a friend of mine, but this guy continues to destroy relationships.
Is this real, though, or is it just more pub? Because right now he's a publicity machine.
Well, I mean, if you listen or know anything about Joe Budden, he's got his podcast. It's very popular. He had his friends Rory and Maul on the podcast. There were several weeks that they weren't on the podcast. Then they came back.
And it was a big deal.
It was a big deal. And then apparently they came back. And then Joe just went off, violating Rory and Maul, then firing Rory. Then there's this whole timeline where it's like Rory wanted ownership of the Spotify deal. Joe said no. Rory wanted to get paid from YouTube. Joe said no. Rory wanted to know the details of the Spotify deal. Joe said no. Joe called Rory entitled for wanting to know the basics of the business. Joe said Rory isn't allowed to question him because he has final say in everything. Joe said Rory tried to audit the Joe Budden podcast and he removed him from Patreon. It goes on and on and on.
I wonder if it's real. I don't know. Who would ever guess that a relationship with Joe would at some point run afoul? Never. If you listened to this show, you never would have guessed that was possible.
Nah. He's a class act, man.
Oh, here comes Shawnee.
Shawnee still waiting on Joe Budden.
Oh, my God.
Who is Shawnee talking?
Joey
Shorty Button.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Now, I don't think it's a good idea to have people call in that love Crocs, express their love for Crocs.
My Lord.
Sandals. And allow Rosenberg to tell them that they're douches.
No, Ebro, I said
I don't think that's a good idea.
No, a peaceful debate. You can, you and Laura can moderate, and we can have a debate between me and the callers about Crocs.
See, what's to debate, man? They want to pick the shoe they want to pick. Now, I will go on record to say that I'm looking at a picture of people wearing Crocs on their feet right now, and I can't understand how you would look at that piece of footwear and say, I want that on my feet. I cram to understand.
You cram to understand.
It's not for understand you. It. Because I'm going to tell you why. Maybe because I'm older. I remember the wooden shoe that women used to wear, the clogs. That were equally as terrible as this croc. So now that they made a clog basically rubber, it doesn't make it more appealing.
It's a rubber clog.
Well, clogs too, but Crocs have been around for a very long time, guys, before they got crazy popular.
Now, clogs were like a shoe worn in, like, farmers wore them, and they wore them, like, in the outside. They were made of wood, and they were for, like, agriculture, and I know there was, like, a Swedish European shoe or something like that.
Okay.
What were Crocs, Laura?
Well, a lot of people used to wear them, like, for gardening. You know, they're comfortable. Okay. They would wear them outside. You can just kind of rinse them off when you're done.
It's for the people who think, I like gardening so much, I don't want the dirt to just be on my shoe. I want it to come through the holes and be on my feet. Can I get the dirt on my feet?
Or I've seen people wear them at the beach sometimes where they don't wear sandals. Like that, you know, because you could just rinse them off and people go in the water
but
with
can't
them.
Can't you
of
rinse
the
off slides and sandals?
Well, sandals, they have a back strap, so I've seen people use them kind of like water shoes.
But they already had a nasty sandal for that.
Listen, I don't know, man.
Kids used to wear called Tevas.
People just like them.
Yeah, they lose some
free. I can see how Crocs to work for garden.
Nah, you guys have been sold up. You guys have been sold a rigmarole. That's what's happening here.
It's a rigmarole.
You guys have been hustled. You guys have been bamboozled into a new type of shoe that they already had shoes for this.
Wait, let me tell you guys something. Crocs existed. My best friend had stock in Crocs.
Stock Croc.
Wow, you're smart.
No, I think it's gone. You know why? Because it went completely out of business, belly up, bankrupt.
And then somebody bought it on the cheap and then brought it back, right?
Correct. It was completely dead and gone. And now it came all the way back. And I think there was a certain level of irony. And I think there still is. To the point you were making earlier, they like pissing people like me.
Oh, no, 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 no. Croc wearers love that other people are annoyed by their Crocs.
Yes, yes.
And then, and then what happens is they all do the same thing. Obviously, if they have working eyes, and maybe even some of the blind would feel the same way, they know that they're repugnant. But they look at them and they go, let me try them on.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
then without fail, they go, oh, they're actually comfortable.
Exactly.
Oh, these feel so good. And they put them on, and now they get to have this ironic thing where they get people like me angry. Well, see, you wanted to get me angry. Guess what?
Rosenberg.
We here now.
I don't want to argue with Croc wearers, but you can call 800-223-9797 if you want to argue your Croc position with Rosenberg. But before we get there, Shawna, you're a fraud. You don't own Crocs. You own a slide.
I have Crocs
that's
slides.
Just made by Crocs, but you don't have the Croc shoe. Not
but
the,
I've
you
had
don't have
Crocs.
The signature Croc shoe.
That's a fact. But I have had Crocs in the past, and I've had the official
you've had
weird
the
looking
signature
one.
Shoe.
Once on vacation, because I knew I wouldn't see anybody I knew, so I bought them over there because it was like I needed something that was an amphibious kind of water land, you know, whatever for my
of
feet.
Shoes that operate in water and land, though. Just ladies and gentlemen,
but they were available.
If that's your now, if you went somewhere because it's happened to me, mm-hmm. and all they offer is one type of shoe,
that's what they
and
had.
You're on vacay.
And I was
and
like,
you got to grab something. I get it. I could end up in a crop.
That's what
and I'll
I'm
send
saying.
You guys a photo. It could happen.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know these people. Whatever.
Yo, man, the funniest thing is I wear the craziest looking flip-flops around my building. The craziest. Laura, you've seen them. They're the Pharrell bright pink. They're ridiculous. They're OD.
I have the tan ones. Those are great. The slides.
They're slides. Mine are bright pink.
I have orange.
It's hilarious. And still, a million times better than a Croc.
Yo, shout out to our brother Pharrell, man, always lacing us up with the Adidas and all that, and our Adidas plug, too.
Let me tell you something. People love Crocs. Let them love their Crocs. Let them wear them, Rosenberg. I don't understand why you're so mad.
Rosenberg wants to argue with people on Beyonce's radio, on Hove 97.
I hope with the call.
Well, people shouldn't want to wear those disgusting shoes on Beyonce's Green Earth.
We got Tanya.
All right, Tanya. Tanya, let them know.
What's your position on your Crocs, Tanya?
I love Crocs. And by the way, I'm driving my nephew to school. He loves Crocs also. Ooh.
How old is your nephew?
He's 8.
Yep. You want to take fashion advice from an 8-year-old? I win. Next.
Wow. Wow. You don't hang up on Tanya. Shout out to you and your family, you Croc wearers over there, Tanya.
Well, yeah, Tanya.
I'm a competitive swimmer, and we're black competitive swimmers, which is very rare.
Nah, I know some. Shout out to my brother, Dare Rose, man. He goes to UC Berkeley. There's a lot of black swimmers out
okay.
here.
Okay, yes, so you're competitive swimmers. And
my daughter wears Crocs. All the swimmers wear them because they're amphibious. She was at the Croc store picking out, you know, which color she wanted. They come in jazzy designs for 9-year-old girls.
Jazzy.
And I said, oh, there's a lined pair. Now, I don't know if anybody's ever told you about the lined Crocs.
When they got, like, fur inside?
Yes, it's like walking on clouds. I'm an attorney.
Nah, they biting Uggs, man. They biting Uggs with that.
Listen,
they're ugly. They're ugly as hell. Rosenberg's right. They're repulsive.
Okay, all right. Listen, first of all, I love you and your family. And the story of being a black family and competitive swimming is amazing. Crocs are still repug.
Probably great for around the
and,
pool.
And ladies and gentlemen, there's other amphibious shoes, but see, the way the Crocs win is because they come with all the different colors.
Well, did you hear what she just hit us with, too? Have you tried the lined ones? They're like walking on clouds.
That's right.
Also, the way they win is because they're easy to take off and on. Like the other amphibious shoes.
Man, so are flip-flops. But what about flip-flops?
You can't wear
that strap in the back
pool.
Is key.
Wait, real quick.
That's the option. It's the strap.
Hold on. Yeah. Real quick. When I was in high school, I remember my friends who swam at the swim meets. They'd be sitting there rocking their Adidas flip-flops. And then they jump
Adidas
off the flip-flops.
But the original.
That's
Ebro made a good point. It's the convertible.
A strap that you could throw on the back of your heel.
So
you,
to do
you
what, though?
But you can make it a flip-flop or... Right.
Oh,
or create stability.
Yeah. Right.
You know, Shawnee,
most flip flops don't have that, man.
Yo, Shawnee, I'm about to lose it on Shawnee. I can't deal with you anymore.
Yo, stability.
Shawnee is talking about Crocs, which A, he doesn't really wear. He wears slides.
But
number two, he talks about walking in rivers like he's old man River himself.
Look,
often are you walking in rivers, man?
Look, here you go flip flopping on a vacation and then you need to walk through a river. You just strap up the back.
That's right,
Shawnee. About amphibious shoes, and then Tanya calls in, and they're amphibious. People don't use amphibious.
I know
like
she
that,
bit
man.
My word. Yeah, right. We got Marcy. Marcy, like amphibious.
Good point.
Hi, good morning,
Marcy. What's your position on Crocs?
So I work in healthcare, and pretty much everybody in healthcare wears Crocs because I started wearing them for foot problems, like plantar fasciitis, and everybody I work with in healthcare wears them. I also have a middle schooler, and they're the most popular shoe in middle school.
Issa and her Crocs, it won't stop. My 6-year-old, her Crocs. And listen, by the way, healthcare workers, you guys on the front lines on your feet all day, you guys have all the rights to wear Crocs because the clothes you have to wear already to work are terrible, and so you might as well just wear terrible shoes. You know
that's
what
a
I mean?
Fair. It's a fair point.
I actually won a pair of Crocs yesterday from Crocs because they're giving them away to healthcare workers for the next 3 days.
Yo, shout out to Crocs.
Oh, wow.
Man.
That's dope.
Listen, they sound like great guys, but they are still repug.
When I see healthcare workers in Crocs, it makes complete sense. The rest of y'all,
that's the biggest market, middle school and healthcare.
Yeah, the rest of y'all need to stop. Especially y'all that are buying the rare exclusive Takashi Murakami Rainbow StockX Crocs.
Yep.
Just knock it off.
That's my man.
How much are those Crocs worth? Didn't we look on eBay or something? StockX.
I don't know. I don't know how much they're worth. Let me do a quick.
Yo, Laura's man. Let's recap. Has not only the repug Crocs, but also the repug Kanye slides.
They are currently on StockX for $1,262.
For a pair of Crocs with rainbow drippings on them.
Hey, listen, man. I don't. There are certain things that I believe the children are the future, right?
Okay.
But so let them lead.
But no. Exactly. Hold on. But they're the future. They're not right now. Mm. I don't listen to children for music taste, and I don't go to them for fashion taste.
Mm.
So take your Crocs and shove them directly wherever you would like to.
Have you ever put one on your foot?
Tom, don't listen to this guy. Go to line one for me.
Grump.
The prenup king is on here.
Prenup king.
I don't know why it
says that. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
We needed to talk to you. Why do you call yourself the prenup king? And B, how you calling up here riding for Crocs? What's your position?
Well, A, first and foremost, my name is Cleanup King.
Cleanup. Okay, cleanup. Okay.
That's right.
Different.
Another thing, I like to have Crocs on. Why? Because I drive. Two, my girlfriend, owner of Nyla's Beauty Bar in Far Rockaway, wears Crocs all day long, and she needs to because she's a hairstylist.
What does that mean? What did your last two sentences mean, sir? What does that mean? You just said the words, I need to wear Crocs because I drive. She needs to wear Crocs because she's a beauty queen. People didn't drive and do hair before Crocs?
Hold on.
Correct.
You're doing this over sandals?
Let's do it. Look ahead. Come on.
What does that mean? You just said words that don't mean. Yo. Like truckers didn't drive around this great nation for hundreds of years or 50 years without Crocs.
Let him speak.
I might be with the cleanup. Only because...
And then exactly. And because now that it's here, it's more suitable for us. We are on our feet all day long. Why not? You mean to tell me we can't wear
drivers aren't on their feet all day. You sit on your ass all day.
Hold on.
Yeah, I use my feet. My feet make a lot of money for me.
Yo, that's a good that's point. Right. Because clean guess up what? Game,
hold your position.
I keep a pair of slippers in my car, and I take my sneakers off and drive every time I drive. When I take that long drive from Long Island to the city, I always take.
Period.
It's
exactly.
Very uncomfortable. I feel
you,
bro.
They ganging up on Rosenberg right now. Cass Ward's picking sides.
You know what? As a DJ, I stand up a lot. I might have to go down this.
Yo, DJ Croc One.
Yo, bro. Listen, send your Cash App. I'm going to buy you some Crocs right now.
Send all y'all Crocs.
Send all y'all Crocs.
Yo, shout out to the cleanup king. Yo, Rosenberg really blew a gasket over Sandals on Hot 97 on Ebro Laura Rosenberg.
He said, "I have so good.
I drive all day. You know, I need Crocs." What? And my girl, you know, she does.
She's at Nyla's Beauty Bar. Out
she's
there,
at Nyla's
Far
Beauty
Rock.
Bar. Obviously, she needs Crocs.
She needs Crocs.
No, look, people. I get it. People stand on their feet all day, need comfortable shoes. I just want to assert there are a lot of comfortable shoes out here that are not Crocs.
Y'all ever worn a Jordan 3?
Oh, God.
They're not very comfortable. Let's talk about it.
Nah, Jordan 3 is like a couch.
Jordan 1, I love my favorite. All right,
here we get go. Yourself Rosenberg. Some Ultra Boost, okay? Get an Ultra Boost.
They're not comfortable. They're trash. Ultra Boost are very comfortable.
We're gonna get you some Crocs for you to try.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
Yes,
we're gonna get something. Nope.
You don't have to wear them outside. We just want you to examine the level of comfort.
That's right. Walk on the cloud.
And compare it to other shoes that you think are equally
I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. You believe that if you send them to me, they'll be free, so I'll take them out of the box. And then at some point, I'm going to just go get some mail, and I'll put them on. And you believe that I will then come back the next day and get on Beyonce's radio and say to you, you know, I got to tell you, the Crocs are pretty comfortable. And then you're going to play the audio of me screaming, and then it reinforces that I'm a psychopath fraud. I know what you're doing.
Yo, the gurus are next, man. Cass One, 97 minutes commercial free. Let's go.
Croc hater.
Whoa. Clean.
Go ahead, Pete.
La la la.
Laura, what you got?
I don't.
Laura can't.
La, la, la.
Laura can't do it at all.
La la la.
Okay, bro. God. Come on, Laura.
La, la, la.
I can go straight Barry Gibb. I can go Barry Gibb with it, baby.
Hit him, son.
La la la.
A little struggle there with the breathing.
Technique
together, he'd be hammering.
Oh, go ahead, bro. Let me hear yours.
La la la.
No.
That's a little squeaky. I heard a little squeak.
You heard the squeak?
Go ahead, Shotty.
La, la, la. No?
Stay alive.
But that's not, nah, yeah. Whatever.
Let's go. The gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Low. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura at gmail.com. Yes, where the team unites to guide you in your time of need. Shawnee Coulter lights the sage, clears all that negative energy out. Open the window, get it out.
Tones, you know what I'm saying? Cleanse.
Rosenberg leads us in breathing exercises.
That's right. in through the nose.
All right, Rosenberg. Who needs help out here in the streets?
Let's say life. La.
How's everyone doing?
We're great.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com. And I have a big announcement at the end of this Guru.
That's right.
Very, very excited to share with you guys. But I'll start off with today's email, which is a big one. Cue the boring music.
It's not boring. Shout out to Africa.
Shout out to Africa.
That's right.
Hey, good morning. I'm a big fan. But I want you guys to know my English is not very good. Anyway, I'm writing you this message because I need help. So me and this girl I've been together with for 2 years and 2 months... we're in an argument, you know, like every couple has. The first year was good. At first, her parents didn't want the relationship, but we both stayed strong until they accepted it. The second year started good, but then we started arguing a lot. Then the other day, we were on the phone talking, and I realized she was down. So I asked her what's wrong. She said she needed a break.
Wow.
At first, I was okay with it. But when I asked what was the reason, she said that she needed to fix the relationship between her and her parents. I was mad because she told me she had to leave her previous relationship because of her parents. So I called her, and we sat down and talked things out. I was calm, and everything was cool until she handed me the phone. And I checked and saw that she was FaceTiming these dudes late at night. That there was a guy that she's been sneaking out to go see.
Wow. Wow.
What? So, I confronted her about it. She said that the person is not real.
What? The person is not real.
And she deleted everything and blocked the person's number and everything. And she changed his name to a girl's name. So when I confronted her again, she said, yes, it's him. He asked what had happened. She said that they had kissed and had been talking for a couple of days. This is an absolute mess.
Sound like somebody cheating. Yeah. Y'all should break up. So says the old man.
I mean, that's really where it's going.
I don't understand how this ties into the mother thing, except it sounds like not only was she cheating and lying and coming up with fake names, but on top of that, she had to then make it up involving her parents, too. Elaborate story?
That's the whole letter? Was there a question?
Yeah, like, Shawnee, what's happening?
I'm helping you guys out here. Okay.
Just what's the last line?
Is there a question?
The last line is... when I jump ahead, you know what I read?
What's that?
Her gay friend. So now I'm just trying to understand whether she wants the break to be with or work in the relationship. I literally do everything for this girl. Pay her phone bills, car insurance, and now I don't know what to do. Oh, by the way, she's 19 turning 20, and I'm 23.
All right.
Listen, family. Get out of there.
That's it. Stop. She obviously doesn't want to be with you. You got to move on.
Yeah, move on, bro.
That's it. Move on. What the hell, Rosenberg? I'm mad at you for
reading. What am I supposed to do? I have to deal with the emails that we get.
We're here to save lives, right?
And by the way,
we may laugh it off, and there's a little bit that's hard about this because some's lost in translation, and he's very young. But for the record, the advice is serious. This is a mess. Yeah. You should not be involved in this.
Yeah, break it free. Break it clean. Break it clean. Be out.
Yeah, there's not enough here, fam.
Stop paying for her stuff. She's using you because you're paying for her stuff. She doesn't want to be with you. Cut the bills and cut her off and cut your losses, brah.
Yeah, that's it. You're young. There's so much life to live, right? I think we all agree.
Right. Facts. So, and did you really eat that line about that being a fake person? That was incredible.
All right, man.
All right, so say the gurus.
Yeah.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We don't do weakness.
I mean, we asked for it, man. We asked for the mess. People love the mess.
We here to clean up.
People love the mess, man. They love it. They wallow in it. They rub it all over their bodies. They live on it.
They really do.
They do, man. They like to. They like a story. They don't have enough going on in their lives. They don't know how to just sit quiet and chill. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Style.
Oh, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just revealed their 2021 inductees. So we'll discuss it coming up, flashing lights.
Wait, I didn't even get to make my guru announcement.
Oh. Next.
Oh.
Next?
We'll do it next. Apparently, Andrew Yang has heard from the people, and he put out a statement because the people on Andrew Yang's team checked him the same way Rosenberg did on this show yesterday. Mm. We got to get to that statement. Flashing lights coming up. But first, a major announcement from Rosenberg.
Wow.
Laura.
Okay.
We try so hard to help people with the guru.
All right.
But sometimes there are questions that go beyond relationships with partners. Laura, you and I know very well that sometimes we have relationships not just with humans, but with animals. That's why I am here on this day, the 12th of May, to announce the new email address. PetGuruLaura@gmail.com. That's right. Not only will the gurus help you with your romantic relationship, but Laura, people have been reaching out to us on Twitter asking animal questions.
Mm.
They need help.
I saw, but Rosenberg, I just saw one tweet.
Shut up. Pet GuruLaura@gmail.com.
Oh, God.
It's not that small, yo. It's not that small, yo.
Yo, my man's got one tweet. He want to start a whole new segment.
PetGuruLaura@gmail.com.
It's within the guru is okay. The pet guru.
It's a subsidiary.
Okay. Thank you, yo, Cass. Man. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. All right, I'm into it.
Let's go flashing lights, I'm Laura Styles. It. Let's do it.
I got some guru advice for your pet.
Beat it.
Yeah, just open the door and watch it leave.
Yeah. Keep it outside.
Take it outside and go to the bathroom.
All right. Yo, the rock and roll.
I see a pet owner dragging a dog down the street, like, you know, the dog's like pulling to go in a different direction or trying to stop and smell, and you see a pet owner like dragging the dog away from where it's trying to smell.
Yeah.
You took the dog outside for a walk. Right. Let it sniff around and figure out where it wants to go to the bathroom.
Yo, by
Stop
the way.
Dragging it down the damn block.
I have a huge announcement. Shawnee, breaking news music.
Oh, again, my God, again?
With that statement, Ebro is officially one of the pet gurus.
Wow. Yeah, he's moving on.
He's good. Team. He's good because why all the dog wants to do in the world is sniff. Why do you not let the dog sniff?
Honestly, this is the only department that Shawnee Coulter is not allowed to be a part of.
Oh, yeah, you're no. Yeah, no, this is where Ebro's the guru, right. And you're out. Ebro steps up.
Like Ebro.
Yes.
And you become Ebro.
I'm voluntarily not a pet guru. Keep me out of this.
I had cats.
I'm going to be like, get rid of the dogs.
You had a wolf?
I have a fish right now. We had a Malamute wolf half breed. I had a Staffordshire Terrier. I had a Labrador Dachshund mix. Go.
Yo, yeah, listen. All loved. All very loved.
Too. I had a lot of dogs, too.
No, yeah. I mean, Johnny, shut up. We kept them for years and years and years. My mom actually used to take in strays, too.
Wow.
See?
Yeah. That's amazing.
So, Ebro, congratulations. Welcome to the Pet Gurus. We're very excited to have you. Shawnee, shit it.
Listen, I helped you with those strays you got, bro. You know what I'm saying? I helped you out with those strays.
Yeah, y'all was letting them loose when you was taking
exactly.
them in.
You're right.
Laura, what you got?
All right. So, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced its 2021 inductees. All right. We have Tina Turner, the amazing, the incredible Tina Turner. Mm. Carole King, The Go-Go's, Jay-Z, Foo Fighters. And there's a lot of others. LL Cool J, the list goes on.
Did Fela make it?
I don't see Fela in here.
Fela was leading in the votes. If Fela Cool T...
I'm looking. I don't see Fela in here.
Man.
Oh, no.
I saw at one point Fela Cool T was leading in votes.
As he should, but I don't see him. I hope I didn't miss him.
Come on.
I mean, that's
just scrolling right now, and I don't see Fela anywhere, guys.
How many people got in total?
I don't know. Hold on.
All right, I have the full list.
Okay. Do you see Fela in there?
Oh, you do? No, hold on, hold on. I do not see Fela here.
I don't.
Nope. It's Foo Fighters, Go-Go's, Jay-Z, Carole King, Todd Rundgren, Tina Turner, Clarence Avant gets an award, LL Cool J, Billy Preston, and Randy Rhoads get an award. Kraftwerk, Gil Scott-Heron, and Charlie Patton get an award. I don't
see
anything about Fela.
Man, that sucks.
Fela Kuti needs to be in there, man.
Facts.
Yeah. I for sure thought he was going to make it.
I saw him at the top of leading the votes. You know, not the African contingent, the Nigerian contingent was making sure they was voting. I wonder why he didn't make it in, man. What's going on?
That's strange.
I know that I'm probably ignorant to this, but I don't know Todd Rundgren.
I don't either. Oh, good. I don't know Paul Simon.
Well, that's a different story for another day. A member of the band Utopia?
And no Fela?
Womp womp.
Psychedelic band Naz?
Look, as of February 12th, Fela Cool T leads the way for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I don't know what happened, guys.
Oh.
What?
Well, no, I'm just learning what this Todd Rundgren cat was a pioneer in electronic music. Like,
gotcha.
Yeah, like he helped transition to Grand Funk Railroad and Meatloaf's Bad Outta Hell and, like, you know, electronic music. But I'm ignorant too.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You know what's cool? Death Row Records is launching the Death Row Experience. It's a virtual museum celebrating the 30th anniversary of the label.
Yo, I got news for you. I've learned a lot about Death Row over the years.
Not once have I wanted to have a, quote, death row experience.
I think this is more for...
Does that include
getting hung over a
balcony? I'm about to say, yo, Ebro, stop stealing my joke. Include the Vanilla Ice experience where they hang you off a balcony?
Listen, I don't think a lot of the young audience knows all those stories, Rosenberg. So I think this is just focusing on all the artists, but that would be tight, though.
Yo, they take you on the entire...
If you go into a room and you see all of that...
Yo, Ebro, you get the whole run. It starts from the beginning where you're just like beating people up on the street. And then at the end, you get the final Suge Knight experience of getting laid out on a car in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You run the whole gamut. Because there have been a lot of experiences when you think about death row.
Lots
of experiences.
Oof. That's your flashing lights report. The time is 8:54. Today will be sunny. It's a high of 64 and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Good morning. Thank you for locking in, Ebro, Lauren, Rosenberg. We love y'all, man.
Wake up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!